Hi, it's Ellen DeGeneres. Welcome to my podcast. We're going to listen to some of the best moments from the show, and it's going to be hosted by four executive producers that I love. Happy listening.
On today's episode of Ellen on the Go, Scarlett Johansson and Brie Larson discuss their very first kiss.
Woohoo!
Adam Sandler answers some burning questions. Kourtney Kardashian celebrates her 40th birthday. And Ellen helps get a marriage proposal surprise of a lifetime.
Oh, so good.
Welcome, everybody, to Andy and Friends.
Oh.
Aww.
It's such a pleasure to be a guest on Andy and Friends.
Well, welcome. I'm Andy Lassner.
I'm Mary Connolly.
I'm Ed Glavin.
And I'm Ketamine Levin the Second.
I'm Ketamine Levin.
I'll say you
third.
Are.
You sure are.
We've had a very wonderful week.
Yeah,
we have
an amazing week, an eventful week.
I missed the story about Brie and Scarlett's first kiss. When did they kiss first?
They did not kiss each other.
Oh.
It was their first kisses.
I see.
It's like, right. when.
Thank you, next.
And Brie Larson, is my understanding, could not recall her first kiss.
Brie Larson's first appearance on our show, I believe, was last year. This season, last year.
What's it? Like, she wasn't here for the room?
I don't think so. And she's just amazing.
No, she wasn't. Yeah.
She's really, like, holy cow. I love
and
her.
Corey, God bless him, kept pitching Brie Larson.
And I probably was the one going, who's Brie Larson?
I didn't
want
to say it on the podcast.
Yeah, it's okay. You can say it. Listen, I'm Eddie Bowling Alley.
Well, he's not like a super TV star. You're not like a super Marvel nerd.
No.
When Marvel fans found out she was going to be Captain Marvel, everyone went bonkers. So they're like, we have to have her on. But it hadn't crossed Ed's path yet.
No, it took a minute for me.
She's amazing.
And now I'm fully on board.
She seems down to earth. She seems fun.
And she and Scarlett together, what a home run appearance.
Yes.
Like, they were fantastic.
They were really,
they did a cute
really,
little dance
really
when they
fun.
Walked on, and they played an amazing game.
Yeah.
They were so fun. Here's a listen.
Now, I heard that you can't remember if you had your first kiss on screen or off screen. How is that possible?
Is that true?
I don't know what that says about who I was kissing.
Like, you blocked it out?
I guess I blocked it out. Does that mean it was bad?
Yeah.
It doesn't mean it was good.
Yeah. Yes.
It definitely wasn't good.
No, right. It was bad.
How early back, what's the first kiss you can remember?
What's the first kiss you can remember?
I can remember in sixth grade. Like
12? 11?
Yeah. 12 or 13, that was my first kiss. It was like, you know.
Is it at a
party?
Spin
the bottle.
Spin the bottle.
Remember spin the bottle?
I wouldn't play spin the bottle. I was too nervous about it, probably because I didn't want to kiss anybody.
Right. Clearly you don't like kissing.
No.
No. Wait, do you remember your first kiss?
I remember my first kiss, but I didn't like the person that I kissed, and so I just decided.
Who was
I
mean, it? Like a, say
it
their
was
name.
Just, no.
Yeah. And was it a French kiss?
Oh,
yay! I don't think so. I think it was like one of those gross in-between ones that's sort of like.
I think that's I know. Like
it's not like
that's what it was. Like early on when you're first
like
learning to kiss, you really don't. It's just you don't really
no
know.
Finesse.
You don't know what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Like with your teeth.
Yeah.
The whole thing is just.
Right. See, that's why you don't remember it.
Yeah, you're lucky you blocked it out.
I feel like if it was like that, I'd remember it. So I think mine was probably just super benign.
We also played a game with those hilarious ladies. In fact, I hosted it, not a brag.
Oh, total brag.
Humble brag.
But you have to watch it on your DVR because they're playing this game where a balloon is constantly inflating in front of them. And when the balloon finally plops, I'm not going to tell you which team it is.
Right.
Yes.
But you've got to watch the reaction. It's very funny.
Also, Kevin was having a good arm day. So you should probably, we'll play a clip of it here, but you should probably go
Kevin
to your
has
DVR.
A good arm day every day.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
We're back with Scarlett Johansson, Brie Larson, and Twitch is here too. And since you two play superheroes in the movies, Twitch and I are basically superheroes on TV. We thought we would play a game. It's called Who Saves the World? Girls? Here's how we play. Oh. Kevin is going to take turns asking each team a trivia question. As soon as he's done, the balloon in front of us will start to fill up. When you know the answer, press the button to stop the balloon from filling. If you get the answer wrong, the balloon will keep filling. If nobody on the team knows, you get 3-second penalty, and it goes to the other team. The first team to let the earth blow up is the loser.
Hey!
I don't like it.
Okay, who are you starting with?
I'm going to start with Scarlett and Brie, our guests.
Okay.
Oh, God.
What television show made the phrase, winter is coming, popular?
Oh, Game of Thrones!
Oh, I pressed it for you.
Oh, thank
yep.
God.
What is it?
Game of Thrones.
You got it. Ellen and Twitch.
We would have known that one.
Yep.
That one.
Who sings the songs Crazy in Love and Drunken Love?
Beyonce. Oh.
Stop, it stopped. It kept going after he hit it.
All right, I'm going to give you an extra point.
Beyonce.
You got it, Beyonce.
I would have gotten that one.
Scarlett and Brie.
What?
What's the name of Kim, Chloe, and Courtney's brother? Go.
Rob.
Bam, very good.
I didn't know that one. I was like, Kevin.
Ellen and Twitch. What state is known as the Empire State?
New York.
Very good. Scarlett and Brie, what two Avengers have both played Sherlock Holmes?
Oh, God, Robert and Benedict.
You gotta press the button.
Sorry.
Correct.
Also, you only had one before you, and you pushed it when you won. So
well, we got it right. That's all that matters.
We have a penalty? Well, I think you do.
What's the penalty?
Like we got more for that one. Ready. He said two, and you
Where's
said
the,
one.
Where's the ref?
I'm the person that I'm the boss.
Oh. All right. Understood.
Ellen and Twitch, which actor performs music under the name Childish Gambino?
Donald Glover.
Yes.
You were gonna say that. Scarlett and Brie, name Prince William and Kate's children.
Oh no.
Uh-oh.
Wait, I don't know.
Wait, I got it. Charlotte, George, and there's another one. What's the little one?
Rudolph?
No. Wait, Charlotte, George, and Henry? Henry?
Uh-oh. That's a 3-second penalty.
George!
Eugene!
Oh, good!
Lewis!
Kevin! Yes. Derek?
I heard it.
What was it?
Lewis, very good.
Oh, God, I was just naming everyone from One Direction. That was longer than 3 seconds.
That was terrible.
It was like
Twitch. What was the
brother direction people.
Of the family butler in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Jeffrey.
Holy moly. Obviously. Scarlett and Brie, what late-night comedy sketch show first aired in 1975?
Late-night, SNL?
Yes, very good.
Oh
my God.
But we got it!
You got it first!
Every year, parents face the same dilemma. My parents certainly faced it. What are we gonna do with the kids this summer? You want them to be entertained, but also do something constructive and positive while they're off from school. Take them to Mathnasium. They offer fun summer math learning programs with highly flexible schedules. Studies have shown that kids lose as much as 6 weeks of learning over the summer, and math skills take the biggest hit. It's called the summer slide. Just a couple of hours a week at Mathnasium can make all the difference, not only to help them retain what they learn during the school year, but to improve their problem-solving skills, critical thinking, and test scores as they head into the next. Mathnasium's engaging expert instructors and their face-to-face instruction make kids actually look forward to practicing math. And best of all, Mathnasium works around your schedule. Drop into one of their 1,000 locations anytime. Don't let your kids suffer from the summer slide. Contact Mathnasium today. Learn more about their great programs. Go to our special URL, mathnasium.com/Ellen, or call 855-912-MATH. That's 855-912-MATH. Learn more today, mathnasium.com/Ellen, or call 855-912-MATH.
This was interesting to me.
Adam Sandler. I love Adam Sandler.
But Adam Sandler's seeming genuine affection for Ellen.
Yes.
He's not a guy who's done our show a lot. He's done our show a couple of times over the years.
Right. Yeah, and he's sort of a legendary talk show guest on the late night talk shows. Like, he was a staple on Letterman.
He sure was.
You always looked forward to seeing Adam Sandler on Letterman.
Right.
And we just didn't get him as much.
Right.
And he just took over our show this time.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
he's really become... He was most of the show, and he was
and
amazing.
And Ellen is just loves having him here.
Absolutely.
Well, and he's a lifelong friend of David Spade's.
Right.
And Ellen is a lifelong friend of David Spade's. And so they sort of bonded
have that
over
affection.
That.
Kevin, do you have friends?
Not many.
Oh, Kevin has so many friends.
Actually, Kevin does have a lot of
friends. Kevin, here's what I think is true about Kevin
Everybody
Lehman.
Wants to be his
that
friend.
Once you're his friend, you never fall out. Like, you're always...
That's true.
You're always... The same thing with Julie. Like, if you're Julie's friend in high school, like, you're just still a friend.
Yep.
You know, you still stay in touch.
I've got 3 friends from my freshman year of college here.
That's amazing.
Right,
that's amazing.
Are they going to be guests in the podcast? Should we invite
them
in?
Yeah, sure.
That's amazing.
We're back with Adam Sandler and Adam's movie. He and Jen Aniston get interrogated by cops, so we thought we would do a little interrogation of our own. It's time to play Burning Questions. So you answer the question, and then you hit that for no reason. But you, but you answer, and then you hit that.
Answer first, then I hit.
And then you hit that. And it's,
got it.
But it doesn't really mean anything. Have you ever been in handcuffs in real life?
Yes.
All right. I have not. besides your face, what body part do you look at the most in the mirror?
I don't want to look at it, but the thing. I don't want to look at it at all. It just happens. That's what I see. I don't want to look at it.
Why do you look at it then?
Because something in my head tells me to look. But it's not like out of joy. I'm just. It's like, all right, it's still there. Everything's great. That's it.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. What's something that you do that embarrasses your kids?
Tuck my shirt in. That's every time I go to school. I don't tuck my shirt in real life. It's just so early in the morning and I get my pants on and my shirt's tucked in. And then I hear as I'm walking down the hall, the stairs, untuck your shirt, untuck your shirt. I'm like, what happened? Like, please don't go to school. Like, untuck the shirt.
All right. When was the last time you got out of a speeding ticket for being famous?
Every time.
Yep.
And it hasn't happened for years.
How many times have you been pulled over for speeding?
Honestly, not that much. 100? How about you?
I've only gotten pulled over for speeding twice recently, and both times I got out of. But I do a lot for the police department and fire department. I do a lot of donations.
Yes.
A whole lot.
Yes.
Yeah, this guy, I was pulled over for speeding on the, and this guy walks up to me and I had the window down and he walks up and he goes, I'm sure you know that, oh my God, my wife loves you! Like, it was just, it changed right away.
We had a surprise this week.
You sure did have a surprise this week.
Most of the people in this room were in on it except for poor Mary Conley.
Ed wasn't to varying degrees of knowledge.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. So I was peripherally aware that there was a plan
something
for this.
Brewing.
Right. But I didn't see the script.
Ed knew about the integration happening before I knew about it. But what was happening?
Well, I sat next to Ed, and we were
the levels of things that happened.
A lot of things had to happen all behind Mary's back. I said to Ed, I'm like, we should get a sponsor for the rash.
Yep.
After we've talked about poor Mary, she's had this rash for won't go away.
It's I mean,
we needed
at this
a permanent
point, it's,
solution.
It's considered chronic. It's a chronic rash.
I have a chronic rash.
Rash.
Okay.
So I turn around to Stephanie Walters, a lovely woman from our team who reaches out to sponsors.
Branded integrations team, Partners. Yep.
And 3 days later, she comes back. She goes, Cortisone 10 wants to sponsor Mary's rash, which was the greatest day of my life.
She just goes and Googles rash cream.
Yep.
Huh, let's try this company.
Better news than that.
And this company was so smart because they gave us a few bucks and we spent it throughout the entire Act 1.
Oh, man.
And how we pull off a surprise like this.
Yes.
Because Mary sees every script. She approves all the comedy beats. She adds throughout the day. Not this day. We scripted it all as if we were doing an integration with Supercuts.
Yep.
Because Ellen's been teasing Twitch off the air about trimming his beard. So it felt natural. I thought it was a good lie.
It was a good lie, except it seemed very odd that we rehearsed it.
With Twitch there.
Yeah, with Twitch there.
Twitch did good acting. We told him because he does not want to trim his beard that this was coming. He did wonderful acting. He looked surprised. He looked shocked. We revealed we had a Supercuts banner printed.
The whole thing. The levels of deception.
I said it needed to look real.
Did you, Mary, in the morning, because Johnny came in the morning and he was looking for something to do for Kourtney Kardashian's walk-on. And he goes, oh, we have a marching band in today's show.
I
was like, I'm not aware of a marching band in today's show.
I heard the reference to the marching band and I was like, I make most of the meetings. Occasionally I miss a meeting. But I make most of the meetings, and I was like, how have I missed that there's a marching band today? Like, I just did not understand where there was a marching band in that morning meeting. And then when it was the Twitch thing, I was like, oh, okay, I guess we have a marching band. But I wasn't around for any of the discussion about a marching band. Yeah. I didn't see a booking email about a marching band.
This is how
I didn't
feels.
See anything.
I was so excited because a lot of these things happen around me. And
yes.
I'm always amazed that I don't have a sense. And they're pretty good at not always telling you because I ask you, and I don't know if you're lying to me. I go, something about to happen. You go, no. I would tell you,
right.
And then something happens. But it's unbelievable.
There's not
and
a
I'm
person
like,
on earth that's easier to pull this over on than you, Andy. You spend most of your time looking down. Things happen all day long around you.
To be in on this secret was so exciting
feel
for me.
Good?
I couldn't stop talking
oh,
about it.
Oh, he could not marry. He told every single person that he knew something that was happening on the show that you didn't. Like, stop Jenny and Kraft's service.
I'm never
service.
In
like,
on the secret.
Couldn't stop talking
I'm
about it.
I'm never in on the secret.
To the point we were for sure he was going to end up telling you.
I had to keep myself away from you because I was like, I have information.
Two things happened before Ellen started reading about the integration that, as I look back, seemed unusual
mm-hmm.
that happened. First, the day it happened, you know, I wore a baseball hat and a sweatshirt. It wasn't like a great outfit to be, you know, on camera in, but mm-hmm. that's just what I happen to be wearing that day. And right before I'm in Ellen's dressing room every day, right before we walk out.
Right.
And I had my hat on and I had my headset and I had a couple of hairs were in front of my eyes.
Oh, from the
and
hat.
Ellen from the hat. And Ellen reached over and moved those and was like, what are you doing? You got these hairs in your eye.
I just want to look at you one more time.
I wish I could quit you.
It was just like, which doesn't happen a lot, but, you know, whatever. And then we're out there during the show, and Andy sits right next to the podium. We share this podium. Andy sits right next to it. I sit behind it. And he's on a stool. And moments before it happened, Andy scooches the stool over to the right and is like...
While Ellen's talking,
and he moves the stool, and I go, what are you doing?
What's wrong with you? She goes, are you okay?
Oh, yeah. Are you okay?
That's what you go, are you okay? And then boom.
And then Ellen starts talking and starts saying words that aren't in my script.
Yep.
Yeah.
They were new to you.
And then they were new to
the
me.
The writers had so much fun brainstorming what it could be.
Oh,
they would like it to be a week runner, I think, of Cortisone 10. So thank you, Cortisone 10.
Cortisone
when
10.
When Zener ran in the giant sign and that covered the podium in a Cortisone 10
they
logo.
We should advertise on this podcast Cortisone 10 if they want.
I can speak to
Mary's
it.
Rash is gone thanks to Cortisone 10.
I got to go home.
It's lessened.
I got to go
it's
home.
It's not as inflamed. At any moment.
It's not as inflamed is what I
got
say.
To go home with a number of tubes of Cortisone 10
perfect.
The other night. And Julie, my wife, was like, this is great. This is so good to have these. We need these.
Oh, God. Julie has a rash, too.
So if you're one of those people as your DVR set to delete after 5 days, this is your last day to go watch Mary's Surprise.
Right.
So go watch that right now on your DVR.
It was hilarious.
It's worth it.
Before we do anything else, there's something important I have to talk about. It's Mary's rash. All season, I've been talking about my producer, Mary's rash. She told me about it in confidence, so I've been very careful not to discuss it in public. I only talk about it on my show. And this has been raging out of control, and Mary cannot seem to get away. You can't quit it. You can't.
No.
So, right, Mary?
Yep.
Well, don't worry. Relief is on the way, because, and this is absolutely true, Mary, my friends at Cortisone 10 heard about your struggle, and they understand this brave battle you're going through, and they want to help you beat this thing, so they sent this basket for you.
No.
And Mary? I know you want to take care of things as discreetly and quietly as possible, so I am happy to announce that Cortisone 10 is also sponsoring our show today. And as much like your rash has spread all over the place, their sponsorship is spreading all over the studio, so I'm proud to unveil the Riff Rash Room.
Oh,
Now, coming up later on the podcast, we're going to reveal things about the Kardashians you will not believe.
Yes.
But
yes.
First, we talked about Mary's surprise.
Yes. Yeah.
There's another surprise this week that I think was the best proposal we've ever done on the show.
Oh, it was amazing.
It really was. Yeah.
Yeah. Marriage proposals don't totally, you know, just if you've worked in television for a while, as we all have, you've seen marriage proposals.
Sure.
You've been around them. You've seen them. You've produced them. I personally have sometimes become a little jaded to them. This genuinely moved me.
Yeah.
The way this was executed on our program was just
amazing.
Like
nothing I'd ever seen before.
Yeah. Tracy
nothing
we've Gold, ever done before. Tracy Gold it's almost
you,
it.
This is going to be hard. You have to watch this. It's going to be hard to sort of get the whole thing by listening. You'll get some of it, but you must go home and watch this.
Right.
Or on the Ellen Tube app.
So it starts with a game of, and I'll just say as a person who's, you know, I come from this world, I've produced these kinds of things my entire career. They pretty much always go well for me because I know how to produce them.
Oh.
But, wow. I didn't say they don't go well. I just say you get used to them.
Some of yours have failed. I get it.
Idiot. Go ahead.
But there's some things, if you, when you listen to it, know that we, so they play a game of blindfolded musical chairs, and all of the contestants are staff members except for the woman who's going to be proposed to. And then what happens is, while she's blindfolded and dancing, all the other contestants leave, and there are signs happening on the screens that the audience is cheering for as they learn that this guy is going to propose to his girlfriend. And even the guy walks on, and you don't know. Like, you see him, and she doesn't know he's there, and it's just all... It'll be cool to listen to. We're going to play it for you now, and then you really should go to your DVR and check it out.
Oh, that's... Kaylin, stand up.
Okay.
Stand up. Oh, no. Oh. You didn't... Take your blinds off. You didn't win.
Oh, my God!
Hey, baby. Surprise.
Oh,
baby.
Oh,
baby. Seeing you take off the blindfold was like the first time I saw your eyes when you were playing the nose game with me at Petco. Ever since, I've been looking at those eyes and just falling more and more in love each day. I love you so much, and I told you I've been waiting for the perfect time to ask you this.
So, Kayla?
Your families were here. So let's bring them out. They just got engaged because Dean said, can you help with this proposal because you're a fan of the shows. You were here in the audience a couple of weeks ago, I understand.
Oh, no.
And this is the what someone saw. I'm just seeing it for the first time. You were very excited when... apparently...
when you came out.
Yeah. But, yeah. So you cry a lot.
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. And my mother's just bored.
I know. Yeah.
There she is again. Was it hard keeping a secret?
Oh my gosh, we were on a camping trip in Yosemite and we have this rule, put your phone away, no texting, get off the grid, and I'm having to text people about this whole day, 2 days ago. It was so ridiculous to keep it up.
And I got mad at him. I was like, can you get off your phone? This is like us time. And he's like, it's important. I'm like, okay. And he's like, I'm texting about baseball. And I'm like, okay, I guess baseball's more important than me.
See? See, you never know.
You never know.
All right, well, we got you a wedding gift because, well, I talked to our friends at Shutterfly, of course. I talk to them a lot. And they know that planning a wedding can be very expensive, so they want to help with a check for $20,000.
Oh, my God!
Oh, That was Tracy Gold right there. She made that happen, and she did a great job with that.
One of our great producers who's been on our podcast.
Then she's going to have a baby.
She's going to have a baby, and she...
She's going to be such a good mom.
We had a Kardashian this week.
We did.
We had Kourtney.
We had Kourtney Kardashian, who just celebrated her 40th birthday.
It's unbelievable. I feel like I've grown up with that family.
Really?
No.
Okay.
But I know a lot of people do feel that way. But yes, she celebrated her 40th birthday, had a huge birthday party, which she did not invite Ellen to.
No.
Which Ellen brought up. And so she stopped by the show. We the Kardashians feel very at home on our show.
It seems that way.
And they're a polarizing family. I know people in my personal life who are like, they either love this family or they just want nothing to do with them. And they're polarizing. And I think when they come here and sit with Ellen, it's the most sort of regular and authentic way you can see these people usually, in my opinion.
I'll just say this about Kourtney Kardashian.
You're in love with her?
Comfortable with her body.
Yes, she
Fine
is.
Fine with it.
Yep.
She's okay with it.
She sure is. She has body
like
confidence.
Ed.
Yeah, she doesn't need to wear a top. It's fine.
She's
fine. She'll Instagram without a top.
She's naked.
She'll cover her body with an iPad. She's fine with it. It's all
she
good.
Seems in photos as semi-clothed.
At all times.
As Ed usually is.
Yeah, I'm
Ed,
very.
Ed,
yeah.
If you know Ed, and we've all worked with Ed for 16 years, so we know this like we know, you know, anything. Ed reluctantly puts clothes on every day. He would prefer at any time.
Loves his body.
He's like
loves
a, to he's, show he's, it. He's a nude.
Loves.
He likes being nude.
This is my body.
Always had a great body.
I want to show it.
Always really comfortable with it. Yeah. It's always been great. It was really a gift, my body.
So but, they share that. They seem to share that in common.
But here's Chloe, a little bit of it on our show.
No, I actually think we're going to play a clip of Kourtney, who was the guest.
What I meant was, Chloe, watch this clip of Kourtney. Here you go.
So Scott is, you seem to really be, you're talking about co-parenting and doing a video.
Yeah.
Y'all seem to be actually like getting along.
We get along really well. He was texting me today. I said, hey, do you want to come on Ellen with me today? And
he said no.
No, he said, let's do it next time. Whatever. I said, I don't need you. I'll go out with the marching band instead.
Exactly.
But yeah, no, we get along really well. I feel like, you know, we travel together with the kids. He definitely makes it clear that the kids are his priority, and he checks in with me every morning, you know, throughout the day, every night, just to make sure that I'm good and that, you know, the kids are good. And it's just, it's such a nice change. I feel
good.
Like he's finally grown up.
Grown up, yeah, that's what I was going to say. All right, so here's what I'll tell you. The name of the show is Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I think it's impossible to keep up with the Kardashians, so I have to ask questions. So,
okay.
Chloe had a baby with a man named Tristan.
Yes.
Right, so then they broke up.
Yes.
And then they got back together.
Yes.
Now they're broken up again.
Yes.
You're
keeping up.
Okay, good. I'm keeping up with the Kardashians. So they're broken up. Do you think this is it, or do you think they'll get back together again?
I mean, I don't know. I don't think that deeply into it, but I know that she's very strong and that I just feel like she's in a really good place. Like, I know what it's like to want to make your family, you know, stay together because I worked really hard at that for many years. But, you know, I think she's just, it's like, this is what's happening right now. I think she's really good at dealing with her emotions. And I think moments like this, like, really bring our family closer together. And, like, you know, you realize how important family is. And I think, you know, that's the best she can do. And
she's
the best mom to her daughter.
Oh, that's
and
good.
All of her energy is going.
As it should, as it should. And that baby is cute.
Oh, my
gosh. A ridiculously cute baby.
I, like, every time I see her, I go like this to her cheeks and shake them.
Yeah, she's going to love that as she gets older.
God, there's so much drama. It's amazing. Well, when you live your life in such a public way, all the good stuff is seen and then all the bad stuff. And, you know, as a celebrity, I know that. And that's why sometimes there's just certain things I try and keep for myself.
It's fun to just stop talking because Andy will just fill
the void. Every second.
Andy can't handle silence.
Such stupidity sometimes. Sometimes I'm listening to myself and I think, what stupidity?
Andy, I was driving.
So wait.
I know, but I don't often become a listener to my own stupidity.
Andy, I was driving home last night.
Yes.
Sun was setting, and I got thinking about this, and I really wondered about this dynamic, and I just thought you were probably best to answer this question.
Yes.
What is it like to live in the fishbowl that you live in?
It's hard.
As a celebrity.
It's very hard, and that's why I try and spend as much time with you and Kevin and Ed, is because I want people to know I'm still a regular person. It's still me.
Uh-huh.
It's just now I'm famous and I'm in a lot of people's homes on their computers, on their televisions. But here it's still Andy. And I say that to Kevin every day. I go, Kevin, it's still me, buddy.
Would Lori ever come and be a guest on the podcast?
Please.
Oh, God, that would be hard. She would do it in a heartbeat. I think I'm just wondering if I can handle it.
There might have to be some wine.
I was going to say, I'll bring wine. That would be so fun.
Well, when do we usually tape this? About 3:34? There will have been wine already. You don't have to worry about
it. We once talked with a woman who waited every day until 4 to have her first glass of wine, because that's when the Ellen Show came on, and then... The Ellen Show moved up to 3 and things slid downhill for her.
She was thrilled. Thank you for listening, everybody. And I'm wishing everyone, if you're listening to this on Thursday when this podcast came out, have a great weekend.
And just stay tuned for a future podcast very soon where we talk about how we managed to surprise Kevin Lehman, who is generally the orchestrator of all surprises.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Yep.
It was really good.
And this weekend, good luck to everybody who's nominated for a Daytime Emmy.
Yes.
Woohoo.
There you go.
Good luck. And
here we go. Subscribe today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening right now. And don't forget to watch Ellen Weekdays for even more Ellen fun.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody. Thank you.
Bye.
We would so love to know more about you here at Ellen on the Go. Please head over to Wondery.com/survey. It's a really short survey that will help make this show better. The Wondery.com/survey. WONDERY.com/survey. We'd really appreciate hearing from you.